Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Wow, you guys have been listening to us go on and on and on, reminiscing about some of our great trips in 2014. And they were so great that we're recommending them to you guys to do in 2015. But in talking about them and reminiscing, I'm ready to go back to some of these places myself. So, Doc Bill, that's Asheville. You have to take me also to the Falkland Islands. And you know I'm always ready to go out to Los Angeles to visit Nicole, who's sitting in with us all the way from Los Angeles today.
Yes, I'm always trying to get people out to LA to visit and expose them to what it's really like and all the great things.
I know. We say it's more to Los Angeles than Hollywood, but some of those Hollywood tours are great as well.
Yes, they are. There are a lot of great star sighting tours, and you can see celebrities' homes, but you can also just do tours around Los Angeles in general, so you can get to know the neighborhoods. It doesn't all have to be star sighting.
Absolutely. You may just happen upon some of those star sightings just there. But, you know, in talking about sightings, one of the top places to go for 2015 is to South Dakota. I mean, who would have thought South Dakota, right, would be on the top of the list? And I've been to North Dakota and South Dakota, and I can tell you it's really beautiful country out there, and the people are great, that it should be on everyone's list to go out there. But it is great to see it coming up on the list of some of these tour magazines and tour lists that come up of places to go and travel lists. Now, each year, the buffalo of South Dakota are rounded up at Custer State Park for their health checkup, and they're also sold and auctioned at that time. Now, this year marks the 50th year that they're doing this unbelievable sight. I mean, can you imagine just the sound of all of those buffalo? Just the roar and the rumble of just them running and their hooves on the ground there. I mean, I can't even imagine that sound. Must be awesome. As well as I'm sure the smell is probably a bit interesting too, but we won't talk about that part of it. But just a great time to go out there and actually witness this, especially with it being their 50th anniversary of doing this. So why not plan a trip out to South Dakota to actually witness this? It's very easy to get there. There are flights into Sioux Falls as well as Rapid City. And you can also visit Mount Rushmore while you're there, and also just have a good time checking out the buffalo. Dr. Bill, does that sound like something you might do?
It sounds pretty interesting. You know, buffalo is also a great tasting meat. It's low in fat, you know. And also, again, it's a city, you know, Mount Rushmore is there, you know, and that's a great, great place to see. It's one of the, you know, great marvels of this country to see that that mountain the way it's carved. It's, you know, almost as good as Stone Mountain that we have here in Georgia.
almost. They've got a little catching up to do. But they do have the buffalo. And, you know, the other thing, too, I think about taking this trip is that you may get a sense of really how it was back in the Great Plains when the buffalo just roamed free as well, just to see them all there. And
that's what I would love to see.
Around.
Yeah, I can't imagine, first of all, just seeing a buffalo in its own environment, but then seeing so many of them together, it's pretty amazing. I did a trip to Montana, and I was just amazed at how beautiful it was. So I can only imagine that the Dakotas are the same.
Yeah, the Dakotas are very, very beautiful. The Badlands there, I mean, it's phenomenal. And such a great part of our history. So much of our history took place in that particular area. So folks, check it out. You can go to gfp.sd.gov for more information and a lot more great activities too. So once you go out to South Dakota, not only take a look at the buffalo, but there are festivals and all types of things that'll be going on as well. Now, Doc Bill, you know, another place that made it on some of these top lists is Argentina. And I know in the first segment we talked a little bit about Argentina and if you're going to the Falkland Islands, but Argentina, just going there just for Argentina, is a great trip as well.
It's a huge country. I mean, it's right beside Chile. You know, it's a very long country. It's known for its beef, and they do a variety of dishes with beef. The beef in Argentina is mostly grass-fed. It's a grass-fed beef, and they usually serve it with what's called a chimichurri sauce. It's basically olive oils, some olives, cilantro, and oregano, a little bit of cumin, and salt and pepper in it. And it's this rich green sauce that's used to flavor the meat, that's served with the meat, and it's really, really good. And they do a lot of variety of the meat done a lot of ways. Usually it's grilled openly over fire or charcoal, and it makes a really great steak.
Well, I've had some of that Argentinian beef, and you're absolutely right. I mean, it's really, really good. But, you know, another thing Argentina is known for, too, is wines.
They are. They're known for their wines as well as Chile in that same region as well. And also the value of the Argentinian pesos is pretty low. It's like 8.55 pesos to $1. So it's a great value
really
economically.
Good. Yeah. And that really would be one of the number one reasons to put it on your travel list for 2015 if you're really looking to go on sort of that really special trip that's a little more distance than some of the other places that we talked about earlier. I mean, you could just kind of hop in your car and go to some of them, or it's a quick flight out to Los Angeles. Well, not so quick, about 4-hour trip out to Los Angeles. But if you're looking to really make that adventure trip, Argentina certainly could be one that you put on your list, because not only great eating and great wines and things like that, but also how about maybe a tango lesson while you're there. And it's also great nightlife too. And I'm not just talking about clubbing too. So a lot of times we say nightlife and you think, oh, well, I'm not into going to the clubs, but great nightlife there in terms of like the theater, opera, and just all kinds of shows. So a lot of great cultural activities that you can take part in there as well. And of course, you could maybe then hop on over to Chile as well, as you mentioned, and take a look there as well.
And these coastal areas are also very good because they have really good fish. Mm-hmm. So the fish in that area is very good, particularly the Chilean sea bass and the similar type fish, which you have the Arctic sea bass, which is off those waters, is a really good tasting fish.
That sounds really, really good. And I know there are some parts also of Argentina where you can really see a lot of the ice cap type areas, landmass as well. So really a lot of variety when you go to that part of the world. But now, Nicole, what are some other trending things in 2015? Because I know a lot of times we talk about, you know, the destinations, but there's some other things that are going on too.
Yeah, there really are. I'm very interested in some of the things that are coming up with the airlines, because it sounds like Boeing is making some changes maybe to their actual planes. They're doing more overhead storage bins and things like that, and making the seating a little better so you're not crammed to the back rows.
They've heard us. Oh my goodness. I'm so glad to hear that we're being heard out here. But you know, the thing is that, you know, this whole thing of carry-on bags, that is not going to go anywhere. I mean, carry-on bags is what people like to do. So it's good to know that Boeing, with some of their new planes, that they are going to really structure those so that it's easier to get the bags in and out. Because if you've traveled and tried to get a bag in the overhead compartment, even when it's empty, sometimes that can be a little bit difficult, especially if you have one of those bags with the outside pockets. Those can really be difficult to get in. So I've heard that as well, Nicole, that that's going to be one of the 2015 trends, is Boeing is really looking at how they can make that a little bit easier, which also means boarding should be easier, should be able to find more overhead space to put our bags as well. So I like that. Yeah, love that.
That's going to be good. Definitely.
That would be really, really good.
Well, smartphones are also something that's becoming more and more useful, and particularly systems for Wi-Fi systems are very, very helpful with those systems. And also using your phone as, for instance, is your wallet to, you know, to buy things, particularly with Apple Pay. The more and more of these systems you're finding being useful more and more.
Well, you know, that's a really, really good point. And I know, Nicole, you and I have talked sometimes, too, about apps for your phone, or even for your iPad as well. So many more things are going to be done via those apps, checking into your hotel, booking even hotel and flights. I mean, that's been around for a long time. That, too, is not going to go anywhere. That's going to continue to grow, those trends of being able to use your smartphone or some of your tablets and iPads and things like that in order to not only book but also check in. I know a lot of times I will use my smartphone to check in for my flights before getting to the airport. So those smartphones are going to get smarter and smarter. I hope they don't outsmart us.
I hope not too.
they're getting pretty smart. Although in some cases they could be, you know, smarter. I wouldn't mind that so much. Like for instance, if they knew which restaurant or hotel that I wanted to go to without my having to even research that, and they just booked it for me, that'd be great. But I guess that's not happening. Now, another trend that I know, Dr. Bill, you're already involved in, and that is the home rental, are also known as vacation rental. That trend is really, really coming up, really big.
Well, it is, because a lot of times people have their little group that they travel with, and you want to go to a place where you basically have more control, where you actually have your own environment. And the vacation rental system really opens up to that. Airbnb, which is one of the premier places, they've changed and spruced up things in their system as well. And they've hired a hotel boutique guru named Chip Conley, who's helping to advise them. You also have HomeAway, and you also have VRBO. The nice thing about these systems are the fact that you get to bring the people with you that you want to. You have access to a house or a cottage or a condo, and they're located worldwide. So you can go to places, to Paris, to New York City, or even down to beautiful Sapelo Island as you stay at the birdhouses. We have listing on them as well as going to our website.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are so many more things that we can also do in 2015. I mean, glamping, I know, Nicole, you and I talked about that. The Georgia State Parks has some great things on that. And we'll put some more information about that on our website. This has been a great show, guys. Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to everyone listening out in our great audience here, too. You guys have a Happy New Year. And we'll be back soon with more travel tips on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9. WDUN. Bye-bye.
The old year's out. Let the new year.